This is Scenic Roots. Good afternoon. I'm Richard Winham. Every Friday afternoon, we have a session featuring mostly Chattanooga-based musicians recorded in the studio on the second floor of the Chattanooga Public Library downtown. Of course, it's been a while since we were last in the studio, and so for the moment, we're bringing you some of the sessions we've recorded during the past year. This afternoon, we have a session recorded just before Christmas last year, featuring Kimmy J. Soul and a host of friends, including pianist So Chill. The singers and musicians who played on this session worked together either as Kimmy J. Soul and friends or So Chill and friends. They are a very supportive community of creatives, celebrating the support and encouragement they offer each other. Their message of love and support is one I think we always need, but perhaps even more so at this moment in our lives. On Scenic Roots, live in the library, this is Kimmy J. Soul and friends.
So I am Kimmy J., and we're going to sing some of my new music from Love is Blind. It's a series, and we're so happy to be here today. I'm here with my friends, really my family. I have Miss Keela Jackson here, and Miss Brandy Jordan and Miss Niecy here, and have Kanika Wellington Jones in the house, and we even have Mishy in the house, the poets. We have So Chill on the keys, we have Eggy on the bongos, and we have LaShawn on the drums, and Given, last but not least, one of my favorite bass players in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Given, Tennessee. We are ready. Let's go.
I feel you. cake or flattering sentences I simply made for this moment, but they are the base, the foundation in which my love for you is rooted, covenant infused and inspired by the emotions and feelings I have felt through the years of us dealing with different situations. I have gathered them together to form this truth. I love you now and forever. And although storms may make their way through, daring to tear us apart, and we may grow weary of one another because we are not perfect, my heart is set on you. Yes, we are two individuals, two whole persons with our own uniqueness, our own personalities and differences, but when it comes to this love, it takes both our efforts. We are surely in this together. Through these lyrics, I allow you all access to this heart of mine, trusting you'll do the same with me. Yes, this is my vow to you.
Promise me, I wrote this in several years ago, and I recorded it in D.C., and it's a little different, and it's got a little funky groove to it. I hope you enjoy it, and let's go. Come on. Promise Me. Promise Me. Now, this next song is, and I'll try not to get emotional when I talk about it. I was in a very, very vulnerable place when I wrote Beautiful Disaster, because sometimes you find a love in your life, and even if you see the signs and you know it's wrong, even when you're in it and you can't see, it's meaningful. It's a deep love. And when I lost this love, I didn't want to be bitter. I wanted to write a song that really communicated the lessons learned with being with a partner, and with a friend, and that you wish them well. You don't wish them any ill will. So this song is called Beautiful Disaster.
We're both were the misters. Beautiful.
The perfect storm. You can be masters of something that's not good for you, but it can still be beautiful. You can turn your pain into passion. How the boys feeling in there? Y'all good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right. Now, this Love is Blind, it's, whew. What can I say about Love is Blind, Keela? Tell me a little bit of what about Love is Blind? How did Love is Blind hit you?
Girl, just the sheer vulnerability of the song, and as I've said before, just the humanity of it. We know when we see signs, but we want to love someone through the signs, and you hit it perfectly.
Thank you. What about you, Brandy? What's Love is Blind for you, honey?
For me, Love is Blind, it touched me because I can come from that place personally, not seeing the signs, but not wanting to accept the signs and still love and put everything of me into it.
Right. What does it mean to you, Niecy?
It spoke to my heart deeply when I heard this song for the first time. I cried.
Oh, wow.
I told you, Kimmy, it spoke to me. I was going through exactly what you wrote about at the time. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And it's beautiful to hear how your music touch people's hearts and how they can identify and connect with this song. Love is Blind is definitely the theme of this series. And we're going to sing it and hope you enjoy. Signs, yet I turned a blind eye, then realized that something was out of line, but I kept moving forward in what I thought was love. I couldn't lose it. Held on as tightly as a glove. I tried to love you past your pain. I tried to protect you, but what I got was the blame. I couldn't recognize this love would change my life. Pain I cannot describe. Love is blind. I couldn't see it. I couldn't see it. Love is blind. I couldn't see it. I couldn't see it. Love is blind. I couldn't see it, I couldn't see it. Love is blind. I couldn't see it, I couldn't see it. Whoa. Love is a lesson I learned to evolve and grow. Count as a blessing what I grew to know. know is true. You're the last out before her bed. I hope you're healing. I'm on that journey too. Hope that you'll find love that was made for you. I come to recognize that love is a sacrifice. Sometimes you pay the price. Love is no.
If it's meant to be, love can leave, but true love will return. 'Cause love shows up as hills and mountains twist and turns. Love has no straight lines. Love is curvy. And sometimes a change of mind, hard times, and uncertainty. But I loved you deep, deeper than the ocean floor. Deep is love, it's you I adore. I ignored the signs, couldn't see you letting go. Didn't know we'd fallen behind. I like my eyes closed when I'm kissing you, when I'm touching you, when I'm feeling you. Love is so blinding. I couldn't see me letting go. See, I loved you past the pain, past the letdowns, past the giving up. Love is so blind.
Goodness, I feel that every time. God, I felt that in my soul. Love is blind, yo. Whew.
If you've joined us in the last half hour, you're listening to a session recorded in the Chattanooga Public Library in the studio on the second floor just before Christmas last year, featuring Kimmy J. Soul and friends. They took a moment to talk about the music. This is Kimmy J. talking to my colleague, Haley Solomon.
That was an experience, I would say, an emotional experience that I felt everyone in the making and in the listening could feel.
I'm glad you felt that.
I want to know how all of these people came together.
Oh, wow. I will tell you, we all came together slowly but surely. We all worked together in the community. I met two of the singers and one of the poets from a show written by Jarrell Woods called Untold History. And so he kind of mended us together. And then I met Mishy from The Experience. And once we worked together, we all started vibing. And then Chill, we started performing with Chill. And then so Chill already knew the band, and of course, Eggy, the guy that was playing the bongos, I've known him since elementary school. So we all just kind of been in the same circles for a while. And when once we met each other, it was like history. It was like we became a huge, loving family that supports each other's artistry and craft. So that's how that came about.
I feel like you can feel the bond in the music, because with so many people, you would think that it would get crowded. You just hear too many things going on at once. But I felt like there was such a beautiful balance between each instrument and each person singing, that nobody was stepping on each other's toes. Right. And there was so much space.
Right, right.
Like everyone was coming together.
I will tell you, when you have a group of people with the passion that they have for their community and for each other, it makes the vibe and the vibration that much more authentic. And the people that I like to surround myself with, I would like to say authentic people. And each person that I'm connected to in the band, we all feel each other. And that's where you feel the fluidity of the music. We feel each other, even though Chill is in the other room. I feel Chill, even though the drummer's in the other room. I feel the drummer. One of the guys just said, I wish I was in that room with you. And he said he could feel it, but he wished he was in the room because he knew it felt powerful. We could feel it through the walls.
Yeah, I mean, there was that one moment where, you know, you had to pass off some headphones to one of the poetry readers, and you were still singing, basically going at it blind.
Yes.
And it's still fit so perfectly.
Wow.
And I think that's the vibe you're talking about. Like, you were on the same wave as everybody else. You didn't need to hear anything. Mm-mm. You felt it.
Because we were on the same wavelength. I could hear the beat of the drum. I could feel it in my soul. And so I just went with it. And of course, the girls keep me together and they keep me on beat and in sync. But yes, that vibe that you're talking about is real. Mm-hmm. And when you have real and authentic people, it makes it even more powerful.
Something Richard said to me before he had to leave was that the feeling you guys all have and the connection that you have and how that comes out in the music feels like something that should be on a much bigger stage.
Wow.
That this is a whole nother level of music artistry.
Yeah.
And I would concur with that.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. There are opportunities coming. I don't know if you know. Yeah, you do, because I was interviewed with WUTC Scenic Route for Noon Tunes, and the people, just the atmosphere, the audience, oh my goodness, we just felt the vibe of the people. It was packed. It was wonderful. The connection was wonderful with the community, and through that, more opportunities are coming, and I just hope that that people hear the music, they feel the music, they're inspired by the music, and that we are able to go to other levels and new dimensions and levels in music, because I think that our ministry is definitely, it is community-based, but it's also nationwide-based. I think that everybody should be able to hear good, solid music. And I'm trying to break into a new genre because I am classically trained. I infuse the classical with soul, and so it's kind of like this kind of rich, soulful sound. And you know, that's kind of my thing. I feel like everybody has a voice and they should be comfortable with their voice and they should fall in love with what they have first. Mm-hmm. And then the people will fall in love with it.
I don't think you're going to have a very hard time reaching people. I feel like, especially, it's perfectly exemplified in Love is Blind and everything that those girls said. I mean, it is translated, this emotional and human experience is translated perfectly in not only the words, but the performance of the song, the spaces and the moments where, you know, maybe the keys shine for a second and you feel something that you don't have to have experienced to understand. And anyone who has experienced would understand immediately.
What you were saying, when I wrote that song, Love is Blind, I was definitely in a very vulnerable state. The love that I had for my partner, for my, I was married and I went through a divorce, and I'm okay to talk about it now, but during the time of transition and healing, it was very hard to talk about because honestly, I felt like I could literally die of a broken heart. That's how deep that love was for my spouse. And so what I did was I took that pain and agony I was feeling, and I said, okay, what am I going to do with this? How can I portray what I'm feeling inside? And so that's what Where Love is Blind came about. I took that pain and turned it into passion. I say that at every show, I turned my pain into passion, and I wanted to articulate that, you know, sometimes mishaps happen, and sometimes you're with somebody for a season, sometimes you're with somebody for a lifetime, and it's okay, because that's just the, you know, that's how the world is, and you just got to know how to adjust. But it was a hard adjustment for me, but the music helped me heal.
How did you go about creating that song, and really any of the songs?
Well, as I said before, classical. It was classical music that channeled that energy. I would listen to classical music to basically calm my soul. Mm-hmm. And so I would hear something, maybe strings, maybe the orchestra, and it would trigger something in me. And I'm like, oh, wow. And then I'll just start humming, and usually I come up with the melody. And then the words come. And so specifically with Love is Blind, I was listening to this classical song, and I was like, whoa. You know, a lot of people, they go into love blindly. And even though they experience and they know that something's not right, it's like they turn a blind eye to it. It's like, I love this person so much that I'm willing to turn a blind eye and just hope for the best. So when I was listening to the classical music, I started seeing my story before I even created it. I started seeing how I felt. I started checking in with my feelings and how did I want to portray it. And so the classical music pulls that out of me. It could be different for other people, but classical music does that for me.
And so when you get the whole group together, do you start picking and choosing, like, okay, so chill, I want you to come in right here like this? Or is it more collaborative where they offer up suggestions? Or is it a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both. I'm going to tell you, I will be honest with you, we can get in a room and just vibe. I don't have to tell So Chill to just come in. It's So Chill just comes in. It's almost like it's organic. Like the connection is so strong between all of us that we just flow in together.
I could hear that there were moments where you're talking in between songs and Sochil's coming in there with some little piano, just riffing. You know, nobody's asked him to do anything specific, but it fits perfectly with what you're saying and the mood that you're carrying between moments. I think that is beautiful.
Me too. I do. And I'm so grateful and honored to have such an amazing group of people surrounding me, because you really do have to watch who you surround yourself with. If you surround yourself with positive energy, you're going to get it. And so I surround myself with positive people who not only encourage me, but they encourage others, or they're just loving humans. And when Keila was talking about my music touching the humanity, that's what my desire is, that it touched the humanity of people and they can sense that I have love for them even through my music.
Well, I felt it. I mean, the second you guys all walked in here, Aww. It was bubbly happiness, family feelings. I felt like I have a really big family, and it felt like when I go over to my aunt's house for Thanksgiving, and there's just this whole general atmosphere, like everybody's jittery and excited, but there's so much love in the air, and everybody's just happy to be together and see each other. And you guys exuded that from the second you walked in to the second that everyone else left. And I really hope nothing but wonderful things for you all, and hope that you get some platforms to show the world this, because I really think that anytime you present this to people, they will fall in love with it.
Oh, thank you, Haley. I appreciate that. I needed those encouraging words, and I'll keep doing what I'm doing.
Please do.
And I just hope y'all keep listening and keep encouraging and keep praying and lifting me up, because, you know, sometimes it can be hard. So this has been an amazing journey. I do not regret any of it, even the way it was made, none of it. Everything has its purpose in life. And this has definitely changed my life.
Mm-hmm. You have to grow from the pain. I feel like at the end of the day, it's all worth it. You wouldn't change anything, because it all made you who you are now. And even though there were moments that were agony and awful, they led you here.
They did. Oh, thank you,
Haley. I'm so glad that I'm here too.
Yay! And I love you.
I love you too. Well, thank you so much for talking with me and for performing. I wish I could have gotten maybe 45 more minutes of music.
We could have gave you 45.
Yeah, one day, let's do this.
Okay, yes, please.
All right. Thanks, Kimmy.
Thank you. Oh, come, I fail.
Worship you, Jesus.
Oh. Amen.
Amen.
All right. This is our last song, and this is featuring my brother, my family squad. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
So chill. This is a rendition that we all participated in arranging. Jarrell Wood, the arrangements, all of that. We're so happy to be here. How are you guys feeling?
Good. Yes, great.
All right, let's go to church. Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah. Thanks for inviting me, Kimmy.
Yes. You my fam, brother.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Here we go. She can say in her voice and her way that she love me. That's right. With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. The nieces and her nephews, they're just pieces of the layers. Only one she love as much as me be Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a feature, so I'm singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but look, your grandma, not my grandma. Ay, see, mine's is handmade and pan-fried and sun-dried and Southside. And beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with her hands tied. President of my fan club, Santa. Someone told me I should bring my
You can
to
take
church.
It slowly. Take it in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday candy. Slowly, take it in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday candy.
Come on in this house, it's gonna
the church with a candy, your peppermints be the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday if I had tweaked and missed you. You look so good with the hat on, I had to match with the shoe. You came and dressed in the set and I came and sat at your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner, 50 rolls on my plates and hella holes in your stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with a budget, I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light, gas, water, electricity rent. You sound like
private gospel choir, that's so tired.
Hey, sing his praises
daily basis, yeah, so I got to try it.
Hey, you my dream catcher, dream team, team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't singing in a minute. Let me take my butt to
you
church.
Can take it slowly, take it in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday candy. Slowly, take it in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday candy.
Come on in this house, it's gonna
gonna rain.
Down Zion, it's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain. You got to come
on in this house.
Hey, come on in this
it's
house.
It's gonna rain.
Gonna rain. It's gonna rain.
Down Zion, it's gonna rain.
Well, it's gonna rain. It's gonna rain, 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 yeah, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain. Hey, vocals, hey, let me hear.
It's gonna rain, 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 it's
like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been praying for you. You're my Sunday candy. Yes, Sunday candy. Oh my goodness, that felt so good. That felt so good. I love you guys, squad. We in the house. We in the house. Kimmy J Soul. Kimmy J Soul. If you don't mind, why don't you follow me on Instagram, Kimmy J Soul Live. I have new music out. It's called Love is Blind. It's the Love is Blind series. I'm on all social media. I'm on Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, you name it. Please go out and support your local artists. We have many artists in the house, and I am just so honored to have all of them in the house with me so we can vibe together as a family. That's what it's about. When one of us rises, we all rise, and that's what we believe. We believe in unity in the community and making our community and our world a better place through our love and support of one another. So thank you guys. Thank you, Sam. I had to give shout out to the engineer. Thank you. Haley, I love you. I love you, honey. You're so sweet, hearts. And I just appreciate my band, So Chill. The guys back there vibing. I love you guys. You guys always support me. And just know I will always support you.
Kimmy J Soul and Friends, recorded live in the studio in the Chattanooga Downtown Public Library in November of last year. These sessions have been and will be again recorded on Wednesday afternoons in the state-of-the-art recording studio on the second floor of the Chattanooga Public Library in downtown Chattanooga. The recordings of largely Chattanooga-based bands are produced, engineered, and mixed by the redoubtable Sam Mensah, who I know is champing at the bit to get back into the studio. The executive producers for Live in the Library are me for WUTC and Sam for the library. And again, we will have another session recorded live in the library here on Scenic Roots next Friday afternoon. I'm Richard Winham. To close, a couple of songs from an EP Kimmy released in 2019. This is Kimmy J Soul from Open Book. The second song is called Promise Me. This one, appropriately, is called Phenomenal Woman.